Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast. It's all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. Hello, my friend. How are you today? How are you feeling in your body, in your mind, in your soul? I hope you're all right. So today I want to discuss a revelation that I had, and I think it's really important. So I'm going to go ahead and start. This morning I was listening to one of my business coach workshop, and she said that we should always be responsible and take full responsibility of our results. And I started thinking about it, like it really caught my mind on it because it's made me think a lot. You know, I questioned, what does she really mean? We take fully responsibility of our results, you know, the outcome that we get, that we should be responsible, we take full responsibility. And then I started thinking about it on how ritually it could apply to everyday life, right? And I wanted it to be like real life experience. How can this apply? Because it makes so much sense when it is in terms of business wise, and because, you know, the results that you get in your business are because, oh, you're fully responsible of it. But now I wanted this to apply in our everyday life. And here's what I found. So this is the revelation that I had, okay? Think about it this way. Every time that you take full responsibility of your result, you take full control of your next result. So you already have result one, right? And if you want result two to be better than result one, then you have to take full responsibility. But if you blame other people for the results that you're having in result one, so the results that you're having right now, if you blame other people and you don't take the responsibility, then you give them full control to the future result. The result that you'll get next. In terms of that, you're giving them full control because you lose control the moment you blame them. So I know that sounds hard to comprehend, but I'm going to give you now an analogy and simplify it with a good example. I was thinking about it in this way. So let's say your child is late to go to school in the morning, right? And then you blame the child for being late because children don't always cooperate in the morning when you're getting them ready. For some reason, they never do, not all the times. You can have good days and you can have tricky days. So let's say it's one of those tricky days. And you've woken up the usual time, you're getting them ready, but they're being silly. And you end up being late to school. So the result here is they were late to school. It's unlikely that the teacher will blame the child. The responsibility is to the parent. These are just children. But now view it as a parent. If the teacher did ask you, why is your daughter or son late? One of the things that would be in your head is, you know, even if you don't say it, is you told them to do this, they were not doing that, they were trying to do this, playful and everything, you know, all those things they do in the morning. Now, if you tell someone that, it means you're blaming the child for being late to school, right? So now, when you do this, now imagine that's the answer that you give. They're late to school because of all the silly things that have been up to this morning, which is true. So because of their silliness, if they cooperated, you'd have probably gotten to school early. But you know that, right? When you say that, it means you're giving the children a full responsibility for the results that you get next time. Let me explain. If they're late because they were very playful and that's, and then you blame them, they were late because of being playful, then your brain stops right there. You did everything right. It's them who did not cooperate. Your brain will stop right there. Your brain will not continue to think about it anymore because it has found the solution is, the solution is they were late because they were playing, right? So that's one way. That's the way you've blamed them. And now you're giving them full control of the future results that you'll have tomorrow. That means tomorrow, lateness, tomorrow, earliness will be determined by these kids, not by you. I mean, when you say someone has done something, you literally mean they have enough power to make that happen. And now there's a second way of viewing it. This is where you take full responsibility. And this will only make sense if you actually want it to make sense and if you try it and think about it. Assume you don't blame the child because it was playful or being silly. And you thought it that they were late maybe because you didn't wake up early enough. Maybe next time, instead of getting up at 7 o'clock, maybe you can get up at 15 minutes earlier, 6:45. That allows the time for your child to be silly. And if that's the day they decide to be silly, and you still get to school on time. So you have extra time that you've added in just in case something goes crazy in the morning. Right? So your child will be silly as usual, but you'll be having extra time on your hand. You see, when you thought that maybe you're late because you don't have extra minutes in the morning, you're taking full responsibility. You're taking full control of the results that you'll get tomorrow. Because when you think about it, like, they were late. Maybe we have tight time. If I had more time, maybe I can be able to allow for the frustrations that might come if they're silly, at least I know we'll have extra minutes, they will not be late. Your brain immediately, when you take full responsibility, your brain starts giving you the resources, ideas, opinions on how you can also handle this, because that's how you're putting the brain to work. And the brain likes working, so why should you just shut it down and wait? And then think about it again. When you don't blame the child, right? You get on to decide what you want your next result to be. You'll be like, okay, we were late. My child is always silly in the morning. What can I do in order to make this work next time? You immediately start thinking about things. You don't have to wait for your child to cooperate in order for you to get on. You've already created another idea that you can incorporate to make this work. You have full control because you're not blaming anyone. You're taking this and now moving it to where you want it to be. You get full control because you take full responsibility. They were late, right? What if it's my fault, actually? What if I had extra time? You're taking full responsibility. And as long as you have full responsibility, you have full control to how tomorrow will go on, if you'll be late or not. And if you think about it, if you add more extra time, and I've done this before, you will always be early to school. They will not be late. It's very unlikely, right? So think about it in your life in ways that sometimes when you don't take full responsibility in things, you end up waiting for people to change in order for you to move forward. an example is, for this, I would have to expect that my child to stop playing so that we can be early. So you see, I'm depending on my child. I'm waiting for my child to change in order for me to get a certain result. How long will I wait? Do they even see the sense about being late? Maybe they don't even care, because maybe they don't have that capability of thinking to that point. Like, does it even matter if kids are late or not? They don't care so much. They're still young. That's just an example I'm giving. Now think about it this way. Maybe you care because it's shame to school. It's a shame when you're late, you know? It just paints this picture like, why are you always late? So you have a deep understanding. And this will always happen in your life. I'm not saying that you always take full responsibility, but you can always access the situation and think about the result that you want. You want a better result, you take full responsibility, you take full control, you're able to turn things, twist things around as you want. Another thing is, you can think, okay, I'm going to shower the kids at night, so we have extra time in the morning. Instead of me showering them, I'll just brush their teeth and get them ready. You see, you can create 100 ideas when you have full control of a situation. And the only way to get full control is you take full responsibility. So whenever you want a result to be massive, great. You know exactly what's going on. But for now, take full responsibility so you can take full control, right? I don't have to tell my children, don't play. I just have to now know, on average, this is how long they play. So I'm going to allow this time, right? And then I need extra time. So in case they're silly and we don't get late. So we have noticed that when we take full responsibility, we get full control of the situation and we can control the narrative to be where you want. Put this in your everyday life and think about the situation, access the situation and think about, what do you want the result to be? At home with your kids, with your husband? Think about it. Sometimes when you complain about something, it just ends up in drama. But when you get on with it, nobody fights, nobody cries, it's just all happy. So have this in mind. Every time you take responsibility of the results, you take full control of your next result. You put your brain to work, your brain will give you the resources that you need, and you get full control of the results that you'll have next time. So that's it, my friend. And I'm wishing you a very lovely day or evening or night. And I also want to mention that I am doing life coaching sessions and marriage coaching sessions. You can check on my Instagram page at Frida Howard Coaching, or you can check my services at fridahoward.com. You can see all the services that I offer as a life coach or a marriage coach. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.